Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. If you have started your day already, have a wonderful rest of the day. If you are just now starting your day, have a wonderful Tuesday. I hope that the rest of your day goes really, really well. Right now, I want to take a moment of silence for those that passed away on this day due to the World Trade Center attacks. Thank you. 17 years ago, for those that don't know, America had faced one of the greatest tragedies. It was the attack on the World Trade Center on this day, 17 years ago. The World Trade Center was struck by two planes, and then there was a third plane that was outside of, I don't know the exact name offhand because I'm driving, but it was just sad. It was very, very, very sad. You know, 17 years ago, my husband and I, we was in an apartment, and I woke up and I turned on the TV and I thought it was a movie. I'm just going to be honest. I thought it was a movie. I thought I was in the midst of watching a trailer. And then I saw where the anchors were saying, the news anchors was talking about giving play by play of what was going on, and I gasped because I was like, wait a minute, this is not a movie, this is real time, this is what's really going on right now, this is happening and this is real life. And I saw people covered with soot and people was running. And then I saw the another plane that has struck the World Trade Center. Then I saw both centers collapse. And it was just, it was horrifying. It was sad. And then I heard about a third plane that went down. I just, my heart was just aching for those families that were affected, as well as the ones that passed away. And it really put things in perspective for me. Number one is that I just couldn't believe that someone from another country, we sit here and we argue back and forth, banter back and forth, you know, with racism on our own soil. And then there's people that does not even not belong in this country, that is not even a part of this country, that hates us, not for the color of our skin or how much money we make or how we look, but just because we are Americans. And I felt at that moment that as Americans, we should be unified. We should put our differences aside and put racism aside. For a moment, I thought that at that very moment, I thought that racism was going to be almost non-existent, because it reminded us of what we have to do, that what we have to face, and that we need to be stronger together as Americans and band together as Americans and put all differences aside for the sake of being an American, which is the greatest privilege in the world to be, in my eyes. Then I thought about all the families that instantly their lives have been changed. The person that they last saw, they would no longer see living, most of them, or they would be disfigured. And it's just like how your life could change in a matter of moments. That's why it's very important to tell someone that you love them before they leave out the door, that you care about them. You can even text it now. It is important to, you know, not be so sequestered in our feelings, because all of us are not mourning people, because I know I'm not. That is easy to be frustrated and just angry and send people off on a bad note. Excuse me. And that you don't realize that what if something happened where you never see them again, and you have to live with the fact that the last words that you spoke to them were words of out of frustration because of your day. Every year I mourn for these families as if I were directly affected, because I couldn't imagine having to deal with that. But I thank God that they are keeping, that God is keeping them and keeping them and protecting them and giving them solace in their time of bereavement. May we never forget. May we always remember. And I would like to hear from you guys. Where were you on the day that the 9/11 attacks occurred? I would love to hear from you guys as well. And if you want to, you can share the podcast. I feel free to do so. But as always, thank you for tuning into my podcast. Thank you, as always, to listening to me. And have a wonderful, wonderful day.